Since 1960, the city of Milwaukee has elected only three different mayors. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn and for Kate Archer Kent. And next Tuesday, the city will elect its fourth mayor in more than 60 years after Tom Barrett resigned to become President Biden's ambassador to Luxembourg. While we are working to have both of the candidates for Milwaukee mayor join us again before next Tuesday's election, only Cavalier Johnson is available this morning, and he's here to answer your questions over this next half hour. So what do you think Milwaukee's next mayor should prioritize, and what are the city's biggest challenges ahead as you see them? Ask your questions at 1-800-642-1234. Get your emails in now, ideas@wpr.org. Cavalier Johnson, candidate for Milwaukee mayor, currently acting mayor, president of the Milwaukee Common Council, and a District 2 alder. He became interim mayor after the Milwaukee after Tom Barrett resigned. Chevy, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I appreciate you being here this morning. Thank you for your time. And I just want to start, since you've been acting mayor since the beginning of the year, I would be interested in knowing, if you were to be elected next Tuesday, is what you've done over this these last few months what we can expect going forward? And how would you lay out your leadership so far in the mayor's office?
Well, thank you. I appreciate the question. Over the course of the next 2 years, the remainder of the former mayor's term that I'm vying for in the April 5th election, we'll continue to implement the strategies that I've laid out for Milwaukee's future in terms of safety, in terms of reducing reckless driving, in terms of growing economic prosperity opportunities for the residents here in the city of Milwaukee. That's what this campaign has been all about for me, is making a city that is stronger, that is safer, and that's more prosperous for everybody. So we'll continue to work on exactly that.
Well, Milwaukee just had its second year of record-setting murders. How can you, as mayor, address violent crime in the city?
Well, there's a number of things that I think we can do, because I believe that public safety needs to be holistic. Police are part of the public safety infrastructure in Milwaukee, as it is in, you know, virtually every other major city across the country, and they're valuable, and we should have them. But if you talk to police officers, they'll tell you that they can't do the job alone. And so we need holistic public safety, and that's exactly what I want to bring to Milwaukee. So I want to have the adequate number of police, most certainly, but I think it's also important to make sure we have earlier interventions in the lives of young people. I think it's important that we have mental health services, that we have violence prevention, and that we provide stability in the lives of the people who live in our city, because that'll create stability in those neighborhoods and help us get to the point where our neighborhoods can gel, become cohesive, and that's how you get to true public safety.
Yeah. So, Chevy, what would that mean for the people in your city? If there was somebody with a mental health crisis, would there be somebody other than Milwaukee police officers who would show up at the scene? Are there alternatives to intervention as you see it going forward? And could you find a way to make that part of, you know, the process in Milwaukee?
Yes, there is. And I know that a number of other communities are exploring ways to do this. In Milwaukee, we've been working at, I certainly have, and have worked to expand upon what are called these CART teams, or crisis assessment response teams, so that if there's an individual who has a mental health concern, they're not approached solely by somebody with a badge and a gun. They're approached as well by somebody who's a clinician, somebody who's got some expertise in mental health care, because not every incident that somebody's going through requires somebody who has arrest powers. You know, sometimes they need, you know, a different approach. And so we've worked to implement that in Milwaukee and expand upon that in Milwaukee as well. Just a few short weeks or months ago, it's all a blur right now, but the county, Milwaukee County, worked to build, they're constructing it right now, it'll soon open, right in the city of Milwaukee, not out in one of our suburbs in the county, far away from the population that needs it, a mental health emergency center. And it's something that I was present at, spoke at, and supportive of. So we bring those resources closer to home, closer to the people that need them. So that's what we'll be doing. We will be working to make sure that there's accessibility to the people who need those sort of services in the city of Milwaukee.
Chevy Johnson, our guest, candidate for Milwaukee mayor in the Tuesday, April 5th runoff election, and your questions at 1-800-642-1234. Chevy, you were at the scene of the triple homicide over the weekend at 54th and Mill, and if that wasn't in your Alder district, it was right there around the north side. You've seen a number of these now, and you've been to these scenes, and you tell me what it's like to walk up to a place where people are grieving and you know, and you're a leader of this city.
Yeah, you know, when I went this this past Sunday to the scene, it actually knocked me off schedule because I was to go to Employ Milwaukee to talk about bringing on a whole host of summer youth jobs for young people in Milwaukee. You know, that's part of our plan for economic prosperity and making sure that young people are engaged. But instead, I had to detour and go to that. And when I got there, there were mothers, there were aunts, there were cousins, other family members. And the look that I saw in their eyes was grief. Their body language said that they were numb. And it's because, you know, too often in this community, we've got individuals who have too easy access to firearms who shouldn't have them in the first place, quite frankly. And when they do get that access, they use it for deadly results like the ones that we saw just on Sunday. And so, you know, I told them, just like I've been saying this campaign, it's so critically important that we improve the relationship between the city of Milwaukee and the state government, because at the local level, you know, we don't control gun law. We respond to it, and our police department does a great job of pulling guns off of the street. But there's this tide, this flow of guns that we need to make sure that there are some common sense reforms in place so that folks who would cause this sort of death, harm, and destruction in our community don't have the tools to carry that out. But we need partnerships with the state in order to make that happen. And that's exactly what I'll be doing. I said that I'd have a cot in the Capitol, working on issues important to the city every single day, and I'm serious about it.
Chevy Johnson would put a cot in the Capitol were he to be elected. And he's joining us and answering your questions, if you have any, on the heels of what is to be the runoff election next Tuesday for the next mayor of Milwaukee. 1-800-642-1234 to join us. Chevy, there are 86 road fatalities in Milwaukee County just last year. Speed was a factor in 36 of those, but the underlying concern is reckless driving. And I know some intersections have been addressed already. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel ran an article just yesterday, I think, about Water and Van Buren streets becoming more friendly for bikes and walkers. What can we do about reckless driving? And is there a bigger picture here that we're looking at when it comes to public safety?
Yeah, that is certainly a part of the public safety problem that we have in Milwaukee. And I know that it's a growing problem in other communities across the United States. I was hearing some stories recently from elected officials in Madison, as well as in Racine, about the issue as well, and Green Bay too. So the problems are real in cities in Wisconsin, as well as cities across the country. I'm glad you mentioned the article the other day in the Journal Sentinel, and it mentioned that it's implementing, you know, some of the strategies that my administration has put forward. Some of the things that I, as a candidate for mayor and the sitting mayor, want to see happen in Milwaukee. That's implementing my comprehensive plan on addressing reckless driving that I released prior to coming into the mayor's office. It's called Stand for Safer Streets. So in order to address reckless driving, what we'll be doing in Milwaukee, what we're currently doing in Milwaukee, is working on safer street design, such as the things you talked about on Van Buren and Water Street that are coming in the future. It means having traffic enforcement that's out there, working with the police department. It means that when folks are caught driving recklessly, that we hold them to account, right? That there's a consequence that they pay. It means working with, you know, our neighbors who feel like prisoners in their own neighborhoods and bringing their voice into the conversation. And then working with, you know, our partners at other levels of government, particularly the state government and the Department of Transportation, because they've got state highways that bisect through the city, such as Capitol Drive, for instance. And demanding progress from them to work with us to move this issue forward so we can reduce issues of reckless driving in Milwaukee. So it's comprehensive. It's an all the above approach that brings in other levels of government, that brings in police, that brings in environmental changes to our infrastructure as well. So it's something I'm very concerned about, something that Milwaukeeans are very concerned about, the number one quality of life issue in the city. And I'm eager to address it.
Our guest is Cavalier Johnson, candidate for Milwaukee mayor in the next Tuesday's runoff election. And if you have questions for him, it's 1-800-642-1234. We will continue with our questions next. I'm Lee Rayburn. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. More than just a name on a building in the city, Frank Zeidler was the mayor of Milwaukee from 1948 until 1960. And Frank Zeidler was the third and last socialist to lead the city. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn, and it was actually Frank's brother, Carl, who unseated Milwaukee's previous socialist mayor, Daniel Hone. Hone was Milwaukee's mayor for 24 years. Carl Zeidler was Milwaukee's mayor for less than two. Carl resigned from office to go fight in World War II, where he is presumed to have gone down with a ship after it was torpedoed by a German U-boat. So with the election for Milwaukee's next mayor a week away, our guest is candidate and current acting mayor, Cavalier Johnson, and he's here to answer your questions this morning at 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Dana's in Milwaukee this morning. Dana, you're on the air with Chevy.
Hi there. Thank you for having this wonderful program. I really, really appreciate hearing from Acting Mayor Johnson. My question relates to something that I heard Ornell Lucas talk about that I personally agree with, and that's the fact that we have so many cars on the road, and this isn't a reckless driving issue, but we have so many cars on the road speeding down that have no license plates on them, or they have obscured license plates. One day, I counted six, and this is in my mind, anecdotally, this is a big issue. If those are the cars being used to commit the crimes, then like Ornell Lucas says, we need to do something about that sort of more fundamental problem. And do you have plans to address that?
Dana, thank you. Unregistered, unlicensed, and stolen vehicles. Chevy?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's a great observation. Quite frankly, when you look at the cars that are driving recklessly in Milwaukee, many times they do fit that description. Although I will say that because we've had this issue where the social norms around driving have deteriorated so much, it's not even just those. Now you got some folks who ordinarily would not take that sort of toll when they're driving in their cars. Now they're willing to do that too. They're willing to take the risk and blow past a stop sign or a stop light, or do the slide around on the right hand side and then go past somebody at excessive rates of speed. So certainly across the board we have the issue that is one of note as well, and one I'd like to see our traffic enforcement to address. The Fire and Police Commission recently adopted one of the strategies that I laid out in my comprehensive plan that I referenced earlier, the Stand for Safer Streets plan, where it calls for the police department in Milwaukee to have the ability to be able to tow vehicles that are driving recklessly. Previously, that power just was not there. Now, when police catch vehicles that are driving recklessly, they'll be able to get those cars, use some new technology to more quickly deploy a tow truck and tow those vehicles and take them off the streets. My thought this whole time has been, if you got folks that are playing a deadly game, then take their toys away, take them out the game. Don't allow them to play it anymore. And that's what police will be able to do in terms of taking their vehicles away. Come May 1st is when that policy will be implemented. And I'd like to see them be more aggressive as well on removing those vehicles off the road, when, especially if they fit that criteria where they're unlicensed, they're unregistered, and they're driving recklessly.
Dana, thank you for the question, and there's still time for yours at 1-800-642-1234 for our guest, Cavalier Johnson, candidate for Milwaukee mayor in the Tuesday, April 5th runoff election. And as the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner pointed out, the number, a casualty count here is higher than the combined count of homicide, suicide, and motor vehicle deaths in Milwaukee County, and I'm talking about drug overdose last year, 640 of them. What are we going to do about that?
Yeah, that's a terrible statistic for our city and for our county. Most of those drug overdose deaths happen in the city of Milwaukee. Actually, just yesterday, less than 24 hours ago, I joined the fire chief, Aaron Lipsky. I joined advocates out there in our community on the near south side, where if you put a heat map up about where people are facing overdose deaths in our community, we were standing at the epicenter of it. And so we went there and we unveiled these Hope Kits that are now available that folks can just walk up to any fire station and receive that has tools in there to help folks who may see somebody who has succumbed or is succumbing to an overdose to be able to help them to not pass away.
Narcan?
There's Narcan in there. There's CPR masks to help to do that. There are fentanyl test strips because too many people in our community think that they're getting one product, and that product happens to be laced with fentanyl, which, as we know, is extremely deadly in human beings. Just a small amount of that can be deadly for folks. So we just unveiled that just yesterday. And so we're trying to make sure that we keep people alive in Milwaukee. And we hope that those Hope Kits will put us in a position to do just that. In addition to that, I mean, the fire department, our fire department in Milwaukee has done, you know, just an incredible job with its MORI program, the Mobile Overdose Response Initiative, making sure that they address this issue. And with settlement funds that the city has been party to from large opioid pharma companies, it'll present an opportunity for us to be able to adequately fund that program into the future as well. So we continue to address, you know, this issue from these two points, right? From the settlement funds to continue to provide programming through our MORI program, as well as having these Hope Kits available for people throughout the community.
For addicts who are seeking help, assistance, or recovery, is there enough access to those channels in Milwaukee as you see them?
Well, I think, again, for anybody who needs, you know, access, and if they're concerned about, you know, what they're taking, or they have the concern that some of the things that they do take may end up, you know, laced with something like fentanyl, or they may need access to Narcan or something. It's free. You just walk up to any firehouse and you get those services. So there are a number of organizations and individuals out in our city that are concerned about this that would help to direct folks who need that service to the places where they can receive it. But again, you just walk on up to a firehouse in Milwaukee and you're able to get that access for free, no matter who you are.
Cavalier Johnson joining us, and I want to cite your Common Council biography at the City of Milwaukee webpage here. It says, by working together, Cavalier is certain that we can get through the coronavirus health pandemic stronger as a city, while also working to end the plague of systemic racism in our society. How is you can the plague of systemic racism, how can a mayor get a handle on that? What role can you play in dealing with something so big?
Yeah, I think there are a number of ways that we can work on that issue. One, by working to make sure that when the city lets contracts, right, that we're more equitable in the way that we approach it. Another thing is what the city had been going through just recently when we declared racism a public health crisis. We worked with some nonprofits in Milwaukee and made sure that sort of training was available to staff all across the city of Milwaukee. And I believe that every city staff has been able to take that. So that's another. I think another way to do this is to do what I mentioned earlier and what I've been mentioning throughout this campaign, which is providing family-supporting opportunities for the people who live in Milwaukee, creating more prosperity in the lives of the folks that live here so they have more access, you know, in the neighborhoods to be able to move around and not be locked into a particular neighborhood. So we tackle the issue of diversity and make sure that folks have access greater than what they do now. So it's that sort of leadership, I think, that gets us to where we need to go to address this very issue on the inside as well as on the outside.
Chevy, we got about 60 seconds left. So what do people need to know before going to vote next Tuesday?
Well, I again, appreciate the time here this morning with you. I think folks need to know that this is the first time we're electing a new mayor in nearly 20 years in Milwaukee. It's a big deal. It doesn't happen very often, as you guys were accurately pointing out. I think that I've got the skills, the talents, and the passion in order to do this job to make the city safer, first and foremost, but also stronger and more prosperous for everybody that lives here. And the lived experience that I have growing up in the most depressed neighborhoods in Milwaukee gives me the lens in order to do it. It gives me the vision in order to effectuate that change that we desperately need to see in Milwaukee. So I'm hoping that your listeners, especially those in the city of Milwaukee, will vote to elect me if you haven't voted already early, then on Tuesday, April 5th, a perfect week from now.
Hey, Chevy, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Cavalier Johnson, candidate for Milwaukee mayor in next Tuesday's runoff election, also the president of the Milwaukee Common Council and a District 2 alder. He became interim mayor of Milwaukee after Tom Barrett resigned. Up next, news. Then we explore how the seven-day week came to be. Let's keep the work week at 5, if you please. Turns out weeks are not dictated by the natural order of things. What would that 7 order of things be anyway? They're actually an artificial construction of our modern society. Who knew? We'll explain after the news. I'm Lee Rayburn, and this is The Morning Show.